mean, if this question is not so transcendental, Maharaj. But I have seen many times in devotee families, after marriage, there are a lot of difficulties where they lose faith in Krishna. Lot of difficulties go through in their life after marriage.
Lose faith in Krishna.
Because of the difficulties in their life.
Should lose faith in your wife. Okay, what's the question?
So, means I heard many times from my childhood that marriages are made in heaven. Is this marriages are made in heaven?
Yeah, whatever it's made.
Yeah, yeah, where, yeah.
Wherever,
so,
it's still Maya enjoyment.
Yeah, so my question is that.
Heaven is also Maya.
Yeah, 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 yes, yes.
It's like you can say marriages are made in heaven, marriages are made in earth.
Yeah.
But you can also, because earth is Maya and heaven is Maya. So you can just say, to make it short, you can say marriages are made in Maya.
Marriages are made in. Yeah, yes, marriage, but is if the Krishna is the orchestrator in whatever way, then how that. That man and woman combination can be so so bad that they end up in such kind of things, like they lose faith in Krishna like that. So you understand?
Why do they lose faith?
Because of not having proper symphony between them after marriage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
What you're saying is that I think what you're saying is that two devotees, you know, Hare Krishna, whatever you want to call them, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they get married. They're both devotees. And they get married, and they're expecting that because they're devotees, then Krishna should help make their marriage very wonderful. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't go very well, and they argue and fight, and they're completely incompatible, and all kinds of bad things happen, then they blame Krishna and lose their faith.
Lose their faith.
I don't think they had much faith to begin with. That's the first point. Because faith, bhakti, bhav, and prem are all synonymous. The more prem, the more faith. If there's no faith, there's no bhakti. Shraddha is the foundation of devotion. Ado shraddha tata sara sangha bhajana kriya narta nivrti tatasya. The very first step. The first step means the foundation, the beginning. The beginning, the first step is ado, faith. So if the faith is weak, you're a devotee. Okay, you have neck beads, you have kantimala, you have guru, you have a spiritual name, das or dasi. So you're quote-unquote a devotee. But the faith, your faith and a Siddha Mahatma's faith are quite different.
Mm-hmm.
So now this person may have initiation, but there's many categories of devotees. There's called Vaishnav Praya, Bhakta Abhas, Vaishnav Praya, Kanishta Bhakta, Madhyam Bhakta. Then there's Kanishta, Kanishta Madhyam, Kanishta Uttam. Then Madhyam Kanishta, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Uttam, Uttam Kanishta, Uttam Madhyam, Uttam Uttam. Hmm? Then Mahabhagavat. Jiva Goswami explains there's five levels of Mahabhagavats. So there's so many levels. And you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There's Shantaras, and there's Dasiras, and there's Sakiras, and there's Gaurava Sakya, and Vishramba Sakya, and there's Madhur, there's Parakya, Swakya, and there's so many levels of devotees, so many levels of love, so many levels of bhav, so many levels of bhakti. So when there's so many levels of bhakti, it means so many levels of faith. So someone who has komal shraddha, very soft and pliable faith, somehow or other, by a stroke of good fortune, by the mercy of their bhagya, good luck or mercy of God or Krishna, they've taken initiation. So they're basically 99% faithless and 1% faithful. And that 1% faith has somehow secured the mercy of the Vaishnava and Krishna, and they've gotten initiation. So now they're a 1% devotee, because you're as much a devotee as you are your faith. If your faith is small, your devotion is small, you're a small devotee. If your faith is big, your devotion is big, and you're a big devotee. Big devotee may be unknown. No name, no title, no fame, no position, no title, some housewife, some student, some brahmachari, anybody. But you have big faith and big devotion, you're a big devotee. So this weak man, male devotee, weak devotee man with 1% faith, he marries a weak devotee woman. Why? Because birds of a feather flock together. Why you like her, why she likes you. Many things. And also, I wouldn't say it's made in heaven, it's made by you. Our destiny, we are the architect of our own destiny. I just quoted that verse from Brahma Stuti, Tateno Kampam Shushimikshimano, Bunjana E Vatmana Kritam Vipakam. Kritam Vipakam. Kritam Vipakam means the bad things I did. Vipak. Kritam Vipakam means you did bad in your last life, so you became a 1% devotee. By the time you're 26 and got married, you're a 1% devotee. And you had the karma to receive a 1% devotee wife. It's not 1% plus 1%. Husband and wife makes 2%. So now there's 2% devotion there, 2% bhakti, and 98% maya. 98% lust, greed, anger, lust, envy. Now if that marriage is not successful, you're going to blame it on bhakti? Bhakti, Krishna, Guru, it's all one. Shraddha, Bhakti, Guru, Krishna. So you're going to blame it on Guru? Are you going to blame your problem and difficulties on Guru? Or blame it on yourself? So you say, oh, so many devotees get married and then it's not working out. Their marriage has so many difficulties and problems and struggles and no money, and the kid was born retarded. They finally had a kid and he was retarded. You know, Krishna gave him a retarded kid, or he got, you know, or he was deformed, or oh, so many things. Why happening? So then, because they're weak, then they blame Krishna. But I'm weak because I'm not a very advanced jiva. You said marriages are made in. We heard marriages are made in heaven. I think every language has the same phrase. When I commented, maybe it's off the tape, but I said that, you know, heaven, what we call swarga in Hindi land, swarga. Marriages are made in swarga or heaven in English, or they're made in earth. It doesn't, and so the implication is you're saying, well, I heard that marriages are made in heaven, so because they're made in heaven, it must be perfect. Mm-hmm. First of all, I cut that at the root, because heaven is Maya, and earth is Maya. So when you say marriages are made in heaven, or you don't say that and say marriages are made on the earth, another way of saying the same thing is that marriages are made in Maya. Because the heaven is in the Maya Jagat. This Devi Dham, this Samsara Dham, this Samsara Loka, this is called Devi Dham, this is called Samsara Loka, Mrityu Loka, this is Maya Jagat. This is the universe of illusion. This is not Vaikuntha. This is not Paravyam. This is not the spiritual sky. So I have to laugh. Marriages are made there. They're made up there. They're made down here. It's all Maya. Maya is Maya. Oh, I was married in the middle of the ocean. Acha. I was married 100 feet away from the shore. You know, from the beach. Tata. Samudra Tata. Exo feet door. Samudra Bitar. Marriage Hoga. He said, no, 2 kilometers bitar. Beach mein. Samudra beach mein. Oh, wow. You know, you're a big marriage. Your marriage is in the middle of the ocean. You're in the ocean. You got married. I'm in the ocean. So you're married in the ocean of Maya, and you're a Maya Dev, and your wife is a Maya Devi, and you each have 1% Krishna consciousness, 1% bhakti. Now, what is the cause of your problems? Is the cause of your marriage problems your bhakti? Is it your guru? Is it Krishna? No. It's the 99% of you that's not bhakti. The 99% of you that's not bhakti, that's not guru, that's not Christian, that's the cause of the problem. And what is that cause? What is the cause of that cause? The naimittic karan and upadan karan. Naimittic karan's immediate cause is my wife.
oh, my wife has so much problem, just that. Oh, my husband has so much problem.
Complaining everywhere in the Prasadam Hall, in a samadhi, in the back of the temple, on the Parikrama Marg, here and there, between the, you know, guest house and the restaurant, wherever, you know, down the Loy Bazaar and the Sabji Market, you know. Used to be the water hole, you know, the gufa, you know, the koa, you complain. So the real cause is the 99% the maya. And that, so the mythic cause, oh, my wife is the cause, but the upadan kara means the immediate cause is the wife, but the efficient, the cause of the cause is our karma fall. Tateno kampam shushimik shimano banjana yivatmana kritam vipakam. Kritam vipakam, it's our vipakam, it's our papa karma, our bad karmas are fructifying, and I'm suffering. And why am I? And the cause of my suffering is my wife is making me suffer, and I am the cause of making my wife. I am the cause of making my wife cause suffering to me, and the wife is saying, "Oh, my husband's causing so much suffering. No money. He beats me. He's not loyal. He's running here and there. He always doesn't appreciate me. Doesn't compliment me. He's always demanding. What about this? Why is this always complaining? House is not clean. Food's burned. This, that, you know. Why'd you leave the windows open? The bed got wet. You stupid. You know. He's always saying I'm stupid. All the time he's saying I'm stupid. So he's a bum. My husband's no good. I want divorce. I want separation. I want out. I'm coming home. So now, we don't understand, because our bhakti is so less. Our bhakti is so less. We don't understand the basic bhakti tattva, that the immediate cause of my suffering is my husband. Now I've reversed the explanation. But the actual cause of my husband giving me this suffering is me. I am giving suffering to myself through the medium and form of my husband. And it's the cause of that suffering is my bad karma and sinful karma in last life. And it's coming to me through the hands of my husband or the external environment or some small insect that bites me or malaria or a dog or whatever. Adiatmik, klesha, adivotika, adidaivika. Misery is caused by my body. You know, my headache, backache, stomachache, bellyache, this, that, the other thing. And my friends and relatives and other people, other living entities, and it's too hot, too cold, too damp, too sweaty, to that nature. So that's unfortunate. When a small devotee marries a small devotee, then you're going to have a small devotee marriage. Not much success there. The only way to improve that situation is that everybody becomes really Krishna, if the husband and wife increase their Krishna consciousness. That's the only happy medium. It's the only common ground. Because oftentimes marriages are arranged by parents or sometimes by spiritual leaders, and they're a mismatch. And they're karmically objectionable, let's say, or incompatible. As they say, as Prabhupada often said, make the best use of a bad bargain. In America, they used to, you know, marriage, it's very difficult to be married. It's very difficult not to be married. So now what? If you're a single man, it's very difficult. It's a struggle. It's painful. If you're a single woman, it's a struggle. It's very difficult. It's painful. Okay, it has its happy time, joyful time, but it's a struggle. So now, if you get married, it's also a struggle. Now it's double struggle. Before you were alone, only struggling alone. Now you're struggling, and now you've doubled your struggling. You thought you would solve your struggling by getting married, because I'm really struggling, but if I get this really nice wife, and really tolerant and peaceful and sweet wife, you know, she'll be so understanding, and she'll be like a little doormat. You know, I can just wipe my dirty feet on the doormat. And if I have any problems, like a punching bag, and pop, 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 ta, ta. You know, I just, like a boxer, you know, I have this big bag, you know, hard bag of cotton or foam or something, and go, ta, ta, ta. They practice, you know, called punching bag. So if I get angry, uptight, I just punch out my wife, you know, and so she can just be there and do everything for me. Me, me, and me.
Me, me.
But then the wife is thinking, oh, I'm so lonely and I'm so fearful and insecure. And my husband, he'll protect me and he's strong. And I got married, but he went to China for 2 months. He went to China for 2 months for his job. You know, he got a special position there. And I'm all by myself. I'm even more lonely. And then now I'm even more scared. You know, before I was living with my parents, or I was living with some other people. Now I have my own flat, and I'm all by myself. So either way, the woman has so many expectations. The devotee lady has so many expectations for the husband. Then the wife has so many expectations, and the husband has so many expectations for the wife. Then when they get married, they say, "Oh, wow, it's not what I expected." I remember my one uncle, he told me, there's one thing I should always live by, expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. We're anticipating what we want, and we're anticipating what we need, and we hope we get it soon. We're not anticipating what we don't want and hoping we'll get that soon. We have expectations for good things. We don't expect bad things to happen to us. So marriage is one of those bad expectations. You don't expect it to be so bad, but then you get married and it's confirmed that it's really so bad. I remember, anyway, it's not so important. You have more discussion on this question? Like everything, as Prabhupada would say, anyone presented a problem to Srila Prabhupada, he said, well, as far as I can understand from everything you said and all the situations you described and the feelings being exchanged, the only thing I can suggest to you is just chant Hare Krishna.